Welcome to Asbury. I'm Brother Hammett, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. As you prepare to worship with us on our live stream, I invite you to make space wherever you are for worship, if you're able. You may want to silence your devices and make yourself comfortable, maybe light some candles. Please do take just a moment and let us know that you're here. You can do that in a couple of different ways. The first way is to scan the QR code on your screen. All you have to do is open the camera on your phone or smart device and aim it at the screen, and you'll receive an invitation to open our sign-in webpage. Or you can just make a comment in the chat or like the video. If you're looking for a church home, you're always welcome at Asbury. If you'd like to visit about joining the Asbury family, just email me at the address below, and I'd be glad to work out a time when we can visit. I pray that God blesses you through this service today. We'll begin in just a moment. And thank you for joining us online as well. I do encourage you to sign in. If you're online, you can do that by scanning the QR code on your screen. If you're here in the room, did we get the attendance pads out or no? They may be around, I'm not sure. But if not, perhaps the QR code might show up on your screen at some point during the service. And then again, maybe not. So do want to encourage you to be attentive to the our message today, which is called, this is the last of our Renew series. Brother Nick is going to be sharing God's word with us just a little bit later in the service. And he is ending with a wonderful sermon about how we support the ministries of our church family through our witness. And we'll also have an opportunity to renew the vows that we have made if we've joined Asbury United Methodist Church. And we will celebrate and respond to to our confirmands. I understand that our confirmands are with us. They're no longer confirmands. They are confirmed. So would y'all stand up? Stand up. Yay! Do one. Let's thank you guys. We're going to have you stand up in a little bit too. So a little bit later on. But I do want you to know that next Sunday is in the middle of Memorial Day weekend, and so we will have one service at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary. And just so be aware of that. One service next Sunday at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary and no Sunday school. And then it's still a good time to sign up to volunteer or to register children for Vacation Bible School, which is coming up real soon. And that information is available in our things email as well as it's kind of on the screen. I think I know what's going on there, and I'll come back and help you as soon as we play a little bit. But the other thing is, today we have the first of three discussions about the status of the United Methodist Church, and if you're interested in coming to that, that will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon in the warehouse. We'll also have one this Wednesday evening and then again on June 5th. They're all identical. You can pick one if you're interested in knowing more about what's going on in our denomination right now. But let's stand now and let's celebrate the good news by singing. This song is called Who You Say I Am.
That's right. It's Who You Say I Am. And whether the technology works or doesn't work, we know who we are in God. So let's celebrate that this morning and let's worship to a God who loves us, whether the words are on the screen or not, right, guys?
Yes, amen. Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in, oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Thank you.
We have another one this morning for you called Do It Again, and it's been a really long time since we've sang this song, but I think you'll recognize it when you hear it, so please join us.
Faithfulness, faithfulness.
You can sit if you like, and let us pray. God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you that before we even knew that you were there, you loved us, and you were reaching out through your Holy Spirit to touch our hearts even before we were born. God, we pray that giving you thanks for helping us to learn more about you, and not only to learn more with our minds, but to grow closer to you each and every day. And God, we thank you for the gift it is to know that Jesus loves us no matter what, and that he died for us while we were still sinners, because that's what proves your love toward us. It releases us from our sin. It defeats the forces of evil, sin, and death, and it gives us hope for victory in the midst of all of life. And God, we thank you for continuing to pour out your grace into our hearts to help us to love more and more like you each and every day until that day that we look forward to when we will be able to love just as you love first loved us in your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for each one of these confirmands. We thank you for their differences, and we thank you for their unique gifts that you have given to them. And we pray, giving you thanks for the way that you have worked in their hearts over the last 9 months to bring them to that moment where they were prepared to profess their faith in Jesus Christ and to devote themselves by making their vows to serve you through your church here at Asbury and throughout the world. God, we do lift up all of those in our church family who are ill or in special need, and others whom we name before you in our hearts. Today, we especially remember Clifford Smith and June Glazier, Fred Williams, Barbara Clark, Megan Arnold, Patty Shoemaker, Joyce Dennis, Doug Chenault, Lanny Langley, and Jean Hammett. We pray that you will pour out your love into their hearts. Make them aware of your presence and the hope that you bring in the midst of it all. God, we pray all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Every day is a good day to give, and we remember that God is the source of all of our gifts. And we have all made a commitment, if we're members, those of us who are members of Asbury United Methodist Church, to support Asbury with our gifts, with our financial gifts. And when we do that, our witness is made known in the world in so many ways. The United Methodist Church is a global denomination, 7 million members strong. And when we pitch in together, we can do a whole lot of good when we reach out and join hands. And through things like the United Methodist Committee on Relief, which is on location anywhere in the world immediately when there is a disaster. Our hearts are poured out as a living witness through the things that we give. And so let us pray. God, we do thank you for, we know that everything that we have and everything that we are is a gift of your gracious, abundant, and merciful love for us. And now we offer these gifts back to you in the hope that you will use them to build your kingdom right here at Asbury, in Little Rock, and far beyond. We pray this in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen.
Nothing can compare.
become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Don't get in their way, for to such as these belongs the kingdom of God. And so I invite our children to come now and meet Nicole for our children's message.
Hello. Come on down, guys. How are you? Good. You look beautiful today. How's it going? Are you having a good weekend? What did you think about the storms? Scary? No. Did you notice it stormed? Kinda, yeah. Okay. Has anyone ever played the game? Or not, it's not really a game, but has anyone ever done show and tell? Can anyone explain to us how we do show and tell? Anyone want to explain? No takers? Okay, I'll explain. So show and tell is when you bring something from where? Home. And you show it to other people. Usually it's something that's important to you, right? And you show it, and then you tell about it, right? Right? I think we're sleepy this morning. We show an important object, and then we tell why it's important to us. And we might tell, like, our class, maybe where we got it or who gave it to us or what we use it for at home, right? Okay. Well, I love show and tell. And so I want to ask you, do you think that we can show and tell God? Okay. So we have two parts. We've got the show and we've got the tell, right? How do you show God? How do you show God to someone? What do you think? Be like him? Yeah. Do you think you can show God by loving other people? Maybe you can show God by bringing someone to church? Yeah. What about helping someone that needs help? Is that showing God? Okay. And then what's our other part? Tell, right? So what could you tell someone about God? I know we have something. Confirmation people? What can you tell someone about God? Let's hear it. His grace and his forgiveness. Yeah, you could tell them there's always a place for someone for God. Could you tell them who he is? Could you tell them how amazing he is? Yeah. So my question is, can you show and tell God? Yes. All right. Well, that is my challenge for you this week. This week, I want you to try to remember to show and tell God. All right. Perfect timing, Bennett. Let's pray together, okay? Dear God, help us this week to show and tell others about you and how much you love us. We love you very much. Amen.
They got a lot of telling, and there wasn't a lot of showing right there. In the 9 a.m. service, we actually gave the confirmands a chance to come down for their one last children's message before they were too old and they had to graduate out. And sure enough, all the boys came running down, and the girls stayed right where they were. And it's evidence, like I said then, and I'll say it now, that they mature faster than the boys do. But I noticed you boys wouldn't come down this time. You're growing up for our eyes. You know, it's funny, we had and of course it's Confirmation Sunday, as all of you know, and it's such a blessing to celebrate this time with these six wonderful students and their families. Last week we did a run-through, a little practice for the service in the sanctuary. And I'm not one to usually take requests from confirmands, but they did offer one request, and that was that today I keep this sermon as short as possible. And so that's an honest request. And how did I do in the 9 o'clock service? Was it short enough, folks? Thumbs up? Okay. I'll try to stick to that again. But if I go too long, you know the drill, right? You just give me this. And but you know, I say all that, but in all seriousness, you know, we do love all of you, and we're so proud of you and thankful that you are with us today. Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Acts, and we're going to be in chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 4 through 8 as we think about the idea of witness this morning. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, and you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is a word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And I'm looking at normal screens, so I trust that we have a video. Let's do it.
The Christian is to witness for Christ. Now, how do you witness? You witness by the way you live. The smile, the courtesy, the thoughtfulness, the graciousness. You're witnessing for Christ. And if you live a changed life, in which Christ is living in you and radiating out through you, other people will be attracted to you and they'll say, what's your secret? And you'll say, I know Jesus Christ. And you have an opportunity to witness for Christ. Witness in the home. Witness in your daily work. We are not to be slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We are to witness by the way we perform our work. We are to work faithfully. If you're a worker in a factory, you have to do it faithfully. As unto the Lord, you don't work just for the employer. You don't work just for the union to make them happy. You work for the Lord. If you're an employee, you work for Christ. He is the one that you're responsible to if you're a Christian. The Bible says that Christians are pilgrims here. We're ambassadors for Christ. The Bible says we're a peculiar people, set apart unto Christ. And we are to be shining witnesses in a perverse and wicked generation. And all around we see lying and hypocrisy and dishonesty and lust. And we see worldliness on every side, men taken up with materialism. Oh, give your life to Jesus Christ and let him live in you and be a shining witness for Christ. Become salt in your community. Become a light in your community. Let the people know where you stand for Christ. Live a clean and honest and pure and wholesome life. I want to ask you tonight, are you a Christian? Are you living that kind of a life? Oh, I'm not asking, do you have Christian influence? I'm not asking, are you a member of a certain church? I'm asking you tonight, have you had this encounter with Christ? Has this change taken place in your life? Have you accepted the challenge of following Christ? Are you living a faithful life unto him? If not, you can start tonight. Right now. Right now. You can say, Lord, I give you my life.
Amen. You know, if you go home today, you can tell everybody that you heard Billy Graham at church today. You don't need to say anything about Hammett or I. He can do in 2.5 minutes what many of us can't do in a half an hour. It's such a gift and a blessing. But we are thinking this morning about what it means to witness to this Christian life that we have been called to. And today we're going to have an opportunity, or we have an opportunity, to see the fruit of our witness here at Asbury in these 6 students. Much like we did on Senior Sunday, we get to celebrate and participate in the calling that God has placed on their lives. And what that will hopefully do then is allow us to see the calling that God has placed in all of us. It's a calling that sometimes we don't realize, because these students, like many here at Asbury, have grown to know Christ inside these walls. Some of them went to early Christian education here at Asbury. Then they are all graduates of Mr. Gregg's Bible class, and from what I understand, they did all actually graduate. And then they spent 2 years with Miss Sherry in her class, and now they've spent 9 months doing confirmation, where they've learned all about what it means to be a follower of Christ, what it means to live a Christian life, what it means to be a Methodist, and what the calling is for us to follow. And now, and as they did in the sanctuary, they stood up before Christ, before the congregation, and they claimed their faith as their own. It's really quite awesome if you think about it. I know that many of you in this room today have had a hand in their walk, and I want you to know that the church and their families are incredibly grateful to you. And while this morning has been a celebration of them and with them, it's not the culmination. In fact, in a lot of ways, their faith journey is simply just beginning. And so that brings us to where we are today, which is at the end of our Renew series. So we spent the last few weeks talking about our prayers, our presence, our service, to think about our membership vows as we head towards their membership vows. And so now we find ourselves this morning in the final conversation, the final place, which is talking about our witness, and specifically how we as followers of Christ can witness for the gospel in our lives. See, this is the edict that Jesus gave to all of us, all who believe. To put it succinctly, it's our marching orders. Jesus doesn't tell us what we should do for a living. He doesn't tell us where to live or what size house to buy or what social circle we should run in. But he does give us 2 very clear tasks. The first one is to proclaim his name for all who have ears to hear. The second is to bring people to know him, to baptize them, and bring them up through sound teaching. And I believe that's especially true when it comes to our children. In Mark's gospel, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Saved, condemned. Go out, tell the world about me. When you hear it that way, it puts a little bit more urgency to it, doesn't it? Tell the world about me, teach them to know about me, to believe and baptize them, so they may experience the salvation that can only come from a life in Christ. So they may experience the one and only way to the Father. And we see this, we see it play out in the early church in Acts, here at the beginning of the book, where the gospel is unleashed and what the power of that can do in the world. Day by day, they were adding. Thousands by thousands were coming to Christ. It's so inspiring to read that. As churches, we always go through the book of Acts and we go, man, we wish that was happening today. Thousands upon thousands coming to faith. And sometimes we can't help but wonder, where is that fire in our churches today? Why aren't there thousands of people just pouring through the doors on a Sunday morning? Here's part of that. I think it's because while great witness occurs within the walls of the church, we see that, we're celebrating that this morning, we can only bring people to Christ when we witness beyond her walls. Think about it. Peter, Paul, Barnabas, Silas, James, and on. These early apostles, they didn't simply open the doors to a building and wait for people to show up. They took the gospel to the streets. They brought Christ to the people. And in doing so, it was dangerous, it was scary, it was uncomfortable. But above all else, it was worthwhile, because the fire of the gospel spread in a way that was uncontainable. And we find ourselves in a very similar situation today when you think about scary and uncomfortable. It has become very taboo for us to talk about our faith, to share the good news of Jesus Christ in so many corners of our society. We can't do it at work out of fear of winding up in an HR department. We can't do it at school without the fear of perhaps being shamed or bullied. And that's a very real thing. Students in our youth group today have talked to me about that. And so we find ourselves in places and spaces where it's probably just easier to keep Jesus under a bushel, get him out once a week, dust off the cross, sing some hymns, and then go right back to fitting in. But that is not the life, friends, that we are called to. We are not called to merely fit in. And students, hear this. I said it to you 2 hours ago. I'll say it to you again. If you are truly living a life for Christ, there will be times where you just simply don't fit in. Because Christ calls us to see differently and to share that different with the world, that beautiful other way with the world. And so the question we have to ask ourselves, if we truly follow Christ's teachings, is what are we willing to lose for the sake of the gospel? What are we willing to lose? What are we willing to let fall out of our lives to make more room for Christ? To what extent are we willing to deny ourselves and pick up the cross? What are we willing to lose? Are we willing to lose friendships? Are we willing to lose a job? Are we willing to lose a specific place within society? How about our political loyalties? What are we willing to lose for the sake of the gospel? And what is it worth to us? Now, those are incredibly scary questions to ask. No one wants to lose friends or their job or their social status. Not if we can help it. But if we are really going to witness for Christ, if we are really going to live a life that is shaped by Christ's image, it could happen. And sometimes we have to be okay with letting go of what God is telling us to let go of for the sake of the witness. I've shared this before with a lot of you. One of the scariest things that I have done in my life is walk away from a career I poured 23 years into. I spent a long time climbing a corporate ladder, achieving financial security. I had status. I was pretty insulated. And I left that to become one of your pastors. It's one of the scariest things I have ever done in my life because of the uncertainty. And it still scares me a little bit today. But what makes me sad is that though I'm here today doing this, I realize that in 23 years in business, more than half of that, I didn't see that for what it was, which was a true mission field and an opportunity to bring people to Christ through my actions, through my words, through my behaviors. I lost that boat. And so I pray today that whatever mission field you find yourself in, whether it's at work or at home raising children or wherever you're involved, if you're retired, wherever you involve yourself in the community, that you truly see the opportunity to witness and the mission field that you are in, that you are firm in what you stand for, and that you're not afraid to speak to that. Now, I don't want you to hear that story and think that I'm telling you to quit your job. I'm certainly not telling you to do that. This is my calling. Not everybody's calling is the same. But God does call us when we lean in to faith to move from one witness to another, to move. And we have to be willing to listen and willing to do that. And witnessing to the world can be scary. One of the things I get most often, especially from our students, is I have no idea how to talk about my faith. And that's understandable. It's scary and it can be intimidating. But the beautiful thing is, we never have to do it alone. One of the things that Jesus promises us in those verses in which we see at Pentecost, which we'll celebrate in 2 weeks, make sure you wear your red, is the bringing of the Holy Spirit as the helper and as the advocate that walks and guides us through this witness in the world, through sharing Christ with others. You see it in the church in Acts, how the Holy Spirit comes down at Pentecost, and all of a sudden these disciples who all, let's face it, they were cowards, they were locked in a room, they were hiding, became emboldened by the faith. And they were no longer concerned with what was going to happen to them. They were only concerned with how to bring people to Christ, who is powerful. And see, the reason for that is because the Holy Spirit redirects our lens. And what I mean by lens is I'm talking about our heart. When we open ourselves up to the Spirit's transformative power, we allow more of Christ in and filter more of ourselves out. That's a good prayer for every day. Christ, give me more of you and less of me. Amen? And when we have that, when we let Christ in and filter ourselves out, it will change us. It will change how we view the world. It will reshuffle our priorities. It will make some things more important and some things less important. And above all else, and this is important, it will help us see how completely loved and how completely forgiven we are. And that is where the power in the witness stands. Now, for our confirmands, we talked about this morning, but I want everybody to hear it, so I'm going to say it again. I wish that we only had to come to faith one time. I wish that you could have just stood up this morning, did your vows, and you were just made in perfect holiness and we could just go on. That's not the way life works, I promise you. But here's one thing I do know. You have an opportunity every morning when you wake up to re-up for Christ. We all do. Every morning when we wake up, we can choose Christ or we cannot choose Christ. And I'm going to tell all of you, there's been too many days in my life where I have not chosen Christ, and I wish I had. Some days are harder than others to be a Christian, I promise you. But there are times where we get overtaken by ourselves, by our selfishness, our greed, our pride, our anger. And that's what makes Christ so necessary and so beautiful. At the times where you don't feel worthy, at the times where you feel like you don't need Christ, it just shows us how much we do. And it shows how big and beautiful and necessary He is, because He cuts through all of that junk and gets to us right here. So choose Christ every day. It's a choice for us to be compelled into our witness. The Spirit guides us in how we are called to live that Christian life, in how we live as sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, in how we do our jobs, in how we treat our friends and family, in how we live as students and as teammates, and in how we function as members at the body of believers here at Asbury. The Spirit guides us in how we pray, in how we love, in how we act, and in how we serve. Our Christian life, which is guided by the Spirit, shows a world a life that is worth living. And because we can do nothing apart from Christ, it is in His image that shines through us all to bring others to know salvation in His name. In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other." We are here today, all of us, because we have chosen Christ. But let's never forget that it was Christ who chose us first. At our best, at our worst, Christ chose us. And that, friends, compels our witness into the world, bringing others to know Christ through our actions, through our words, and above all else, through our love. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said, Amen. Let us pray. Gracious, loving God, we thank you this morning for the multitude of blessings that you have poured into our lives. We thank you this morning for these six confirmands. We thank you for the confirmand who is at home today under the weather, Emery. We pray for him and pray he gets better soon. God, we thank you for this church at Asbury. We thank you for this place where we can walk with our children and teach them to know and love Christ. And so, God, we ask that today and this day forward, you are with them and with all of us, that the presence of your Holy Spirit is mighty and that we grow to know your love more completely so that we can witness to the world in that way. We ask all this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we did confirm six of our young folks this morning in the sanctuary, but the sanctuary, folks who attended the sanctuary service are not their only church family. I mean, we're their church family too. Amen?
Amen.
And so we're going to give, we're going to take an opportunity now for us as a congregation to express our commitment to them as well. So, brothers and sisters, through baptism, we become a part of God's family, the church. We join in God's great acts of salvation and receive new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and reaffirmation of faith, we renew the covenant made in our baptism, recognize God's work in our lives, and commit ourselves to God's work through the church.
Amen. At this time, I would like to present our confirmands for this year. I'm going to ask that you come up. I ask their mentors, if their mentors are here, to come up with them as well. I will introduce you one at a time, so you guys can...
They're gung-ho. I mean, that was the second time they'd heard the sermon. They're really ready to get out of here.
Well, you say gung-ho, but yeah, this is the second time they sat through a service this morning. And so, you know, on Sunday afternoons, they might love Brother Nick a little bit more, knowing what he does every Sunday
That's
morning.
That's right.
Kayla Burks is our first confirmand this year, and her mentor is Jane Fisher. Do we clap? Let's clap, absolutely. Our second confirmand this year is Jimmy Harward, and his mentor is Josh Dawson. Our third confirmand is Seth Harward, and his mentor is Brian Hall.
I'll be next in.
That's fine. Our fourth confirmand this year is Nathan Hoff, and his mentor is Nick Hall. Next, we have Sadie Livers, and her mentor is Patrick Wilson. We have Colin Stumhofer and his mentor, Shane Marriott. We're missing one confirmand this morning, which is Emery Byers. Emery's a little under the weather today. So we are going to do Emery's confirmation vows and his baptism in this service on June 5th. So the Pentecost Sunday, Emery will be here. But he is not here this morning, but his mentor, Clark Cogbill, is. And so, Clark, we thank you for everything you did with Emery this year. And so I ask you, congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reject sin and reaffirm your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you care for one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now in your care?
With God's help,
we will share the good news and live by Christ's example.
We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness
so they may grow their trust of God and be faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them so they may become true disciples who walk in the way that leads to true life.
Members of God's family, I ask you to love and care for all of these persons. Do everything in your power to help their faith grow, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love.
We thank God for all God has already given them, and we welcome them in Christian love. As members in the body of Christ in this church family, we renew our vows to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, so that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. 2021-2022 graduating, or confirmation class. They did graduate. So, here on. And as we prepare for our last song, I want to invite you to be in an attitude of worship in whatever way you're called. If you've been visiting Asbury for some time and you're interested in exploring membership, we can certainly do that today. Just come up and see myself don't go see Brother Hammett. He's up there playing guitar, but come see me. During the song, we'd be happy to do those membership vows with you. Our altar rails are open if you want to come to them and pray. Beyond that, let's stand as we sing our final song in worship, and y'all can have a seat. Thank you.
Chorus one more time, guys.
You walk on the waters, you speak to the seas. You Jesus.
Amen. Amen. What a joy and a blessing it has been to be with you today here, and we thank you, those that have joined us online. A couple reminders, next Sunday, one service, 10 a.m., it'll be in the sanctuary, and so we pray that you are with us if you're around. Also, a thank you to the praise band. They did an absolutely wonderful job this morning, so big thank you to them. And, of course, to our confirmands for hanging out all morning long. There is a luncheon for you all in the warehouse starting right after the service. So if you're hungry, go in there and get you something to eat for you and your families. And for everybody else, if you're around today at 1 o'clock and you want to hear about what's going on in the United Methodist Church, you are welcome to join us here in the warehouse. Our lay leader table will be leading that conversation, and so it'll be a very good one. Please receive this blessing. Serve your God with patience and with passion. Be deliberate in living out your faith. Be steadfast in celebrating the Spirit that works within you, and may peace be your way in the world. God loves you. Go in peace. Amen.
You walk.